The Brady Report. Thanks to Torrey Butchers, Lake Street, Northbridge. Serving the best quality meat since 1950.
Well, when Ender was down under, he sold at auction the ability for him to be able to go and take some listeners to Sky News over in the UK. And I believe some listeners have been with him today.
Paid for the airfares and everything. He's a generous bloke, his Ender. Ender, who came through and how did it go? Good morning.
Oh, boys, morning. Yeah, had a wonderful day today with John and Jean Astell, long-time 6PR listeners, and it was the last day of their amazing European adventure, so showed them around Sky, had a lot of fun, showed them all the technology that we're going to be launching in the next few years in the world of broadcasting and TV, gave them a studio tour, a lot of fun, and they've asked me to say a big shout-out to their friends Nick and Joanne in Edgewater, who've just got engaged. 6PR listeners, well, huge congrats, and thanks to them as well. They were also at the races with us in August for Breast Cancer Care WA. So lots of fun and a really good day and more to come.
How's your leg, by the way? And have you recovered? Because there was some talk that that stone that you trod on the track at Gloucester Park might have done you some permanent damage. Is everything okay?
Much better now, thanks for asking, Baz. Yeah, I've got a really good physio here, so I run a lot of races, and she's just a great girl. She's patched me up, and I'm absolutely 100% now. Right. But I've got some business with that race next year. Quicker, faster, better.
Right. Now, the Prime Minister sees the Queen and launches day one of the election.
Yes, so this was a big day today. Boris Johnson headed off to Buckingham Palace, shook hands with the Queen, dissolved Parliament, went back to number 10 Downing Street and gave a speech. And he's pushing hard, basically, because he wants to keep his job. He wants to remain Prime Minister and he wants to come back with a majority Conservative government. And he said, if you vote for anyone else, you'll get dither and delay. Vote for me and we will get Brexit done and we will get this country moving again. So quite a pitch from Boris Johnson, but he's had a few tricky hours since he made that speech because his Welsh secretary has had to resign over a matter, and another guy didn't turn up for a TV interview on Sky News and got empty chaired, and that didn't look very good. So not the best of starts, but Boris Johnson still confident he can win this.
All right, we're happy that you're on our team. You be good and we'll do it again tomorrow. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon. Take care.
Thanks, Ender.
Have a great day, boys.